Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. That was only the beginning of the story by Robert Schumann, his theme from the Symphonic Etudes, one of three sets of variations on a theme, which is, of course, the theme of Immanuel Ax's newest album, Variations, the music of Haydn, Beethoven, and Schumann. And we have as our guest today, Immanuel Ax.
Hello.
Hello, is this Immanuel Ax?
Yes, it is.
Oh, how are you? Jill Pasternak here at WRTI.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's a pleasure. This is for Crossover, and we are going to talk about your newest album. And it is, of course, not surprisingly exquisite. It's really wonderful. Are you very proud of it?
I'm very pleased it came out. Yeah, I like the music and so forth.
Yeah, I was wondering why did you choose to do this? Is it the challenge?
Oh, it's just pieces I love. You know, you have to record something, I guess.
Was there anything that really spurred you on to decide to, you know, put them together?
Well, I like variations just generally. I think they're so much fun, and they really show composers as virtuosos. I think composers are very proud of their ability to write variations.
Yeah, there's a challenge to say something in a different way in many different times, yeah.
And I think these three pieces are very revolutionary in their own way. You know, the Haydn is very unusual because it has two contrasting themes, and he manages to write variations on both of them and then combine both of them. So it's quite remarkable. The Beethoven, of course, is...
Breathtaking with that theme.
Yeah, I mean, and famous because he used the theme later in the Eroica Symphony, which is why they're called the Eroica Variations. But it's very grand and again, grand, exciting, and incredibly difficult. Nothing like that had really been done before, I think. And he said so himself. He said, I've found the new way to write variations. So he was very conscious of that, and the Schumann is just just explores every possible pianistic difficulty, which is why it's called the Symphonic Etudes, and at the same time uses these various components for a set of sublime variations. So I think that the pieces are very unusual and revolutionary.
Is there any reason that you would find similarities other than the fact that they are variations?
No. I mean, I think they're just three, you know, arch masterpieces by these three people.
Here then, the Variations in F minor by Franz Joseph Haydn. He has subtitled it a sonata, Hoboken 17, performed by our guest today, Immanuel Ax. We've just heard music of Franz Joseph Haydn, his exploration into variations of a sonata, the Variations in F Minor, performed by our guest today, Emmanuel Ax, pianist. This is from his latest album on the Sony label, Variations. Had you ever done this before in concert, or had you ever, you know, performed them?
Well, I actually played that program together with the Copland Variations last season at Carnegie Hall.
Now, you've been around for quite a long time, certainly at the top of your game, and you did mention that the Schumann was particularly difficult. In what sense?
Well, it's just hard. There's a lot of notes, and it's a fairly new piece for me. The Beethoven is also incredibly difficult, but it's something that I've played for a long time.
Have you found that your interpretation is a lot different, say, for instance, from 10 years ago?
Probably. I don't really know, but I think it's probably a lot of little things that maybe add up to a big difference.
Well, I guess, yes, for you, I guess the nuances. But I remember just listening, the opening, you know, was very dramatic, you know, for the beginning of the disc. And it is, of course, you recognize it right away, but there is a tremendous, your expression is dramatic, very dramatic, I think.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of that's just the piece. The piece is very dramatic.
It's a marvelous work, and of course the theme is marvelous. But so this was a challenge to you on various levels then, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the Schumann? Because I think you did mention it's hard. It's a recent addition to your repertoire.
Well, it's called Symphonic Etudes, so it's really, you know, a series of studies with great difficulties. And the fact that it's also a set of sublime variations is a bonus.
So. Yes. So in other words, for the audience, then there are variations and then etudes like Chopin did, of course, to build up the technique.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
The same idea. These are in a way, each variation has a kind of difficulty involved in it, but they're also fabulous concert pieces, as the Chopin etudes are.
We listen now to excerpts from the Symphonic Etudes, Opus 13, by Robert Schumann. We listen to the Etude number 4 and 5 with the Variations 4 and 5, performed by Emmanuel Ax, pianist. From the Symphonic Etudes by Robert Schumann, we heard the Etude number 4 and the Variation number 4 and the Etude number 5 and its Variation number 5, performed by Emmanuel Ax. Well, this is a marvelous album, and I guess you're used to hearing that, but this is really sublime. It's just wonderful. And it's I guess, a kind of a newer venture for you than what you've been doing through the years. Is that right?
It's a little different, yeah.
Yeah. And you've, of course, performed this in concert as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So what is on the agenda for you next? I mean, is there much in your life, in your career, you've done many, many things. And is there anything that particularly appeals to you right now in terms of a challenge or something that you want to try?
I'm just working on more pieces that I still want to learn. The piano repertoire is never ending, so there are always so many things that I have not yet studied that I want to study. There are people that I continue to work with, people like Yo-Yo especially.
Oh, he's wonderful.
We've been
yeah.
working together for 40 years, and I certainly hope to continue that. It's a large part of my life. And we're doing a few things next year together. And I'm hoping to work a little more with singers. I'm working next year with Anne-Sophie von Otter.
Yes.
And the year after with Simon Keenlyside. Two great singers. So I'm looking forward to that very, very much.
In what sense? I mean, certainly not an accompaniment, but...
Well, yeah, in effect, yes, accompaniments. But, you know, I would like to feel that I'm contributing something.
Well, people always say, oh, that he's just an accompaniment. You know, and you think of Samuel Sanders and you say, hardly.
Yeah. Well, this music was... Yeah, this is obviously beautiful music for the piano as well as the voice.
So. Yes, so this isn't... have you done that before?
I've done a little of it, but I'm hoping to do more, and I'm excited about that.
Well, I guess then when you've had a career as long as yours and as successful, there are things that you can explore that you may not have thought you would ever really have time for. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that kind of thing, certainly working with people that are brilliant and in different areas of music. And there are so many wonderful young conductors now, and I'm looking forward to playing with them. A new generation.
Yes, a new generation. And how do you find that? I mean, are there differences?
Well, they're all so brilliant. They just know so much at an early age. It's quite amazing. I'm stunned, you know, so I'm looking forward to working more with people like Gustavo Dudamel and Yannick Nézet-Séguin and Robin Ticciotti. I mean, these are all young kids. They're my children's age.
They're young and they're exciting, and they do have interpretations that are unique. They're different and they're fresh, and I suppose that one finds that. I mean, in art, there's always something new on the scene, but... Again, you have had such a tremendously successful career, and it's nice to know that you're looking for something fresh.
Well, it keeps us young.
Keeps us young and busy and strong, and a pleasure to talk to you. I hope that you'll be appearing in Philadelphia soon. Do you expect that you'll be doing that?
I'll be with the orchestra next season, and I'll also be doing a recital for the Chamber Music Society. So I'll be there a couple of times.
Well, that's on two different levels. Will you be doing a concerto with the orchestra? Is that right?
Yes, yes.
You know what it is?
It's a Strauss Burlesque.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh,
with,
yeah.
With Vladimir Yurovsky conducting, who's another marvelous young
conductor. Marvelous work, too. And you continue to... Well, I don't want to say amaze us, but your level of performance is really just fantastic and a pleasure, really.
You're nice to say so. It's been nice talking to you. Thank you.
Nice here. Thank you so much. Hope to see you again in Philly.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our guest today has been piano virtuoso Emmanuel Ax, who will be performing Tuesday, March 19th at 8 at the Loeffler Performance Center at Elizabethtown College, as part of the Gretna Music Series. Tickets and information at 717-361-1508 or gretnamusic.org/tickets.htm. One of the most exciting works in the repertoire is in this album, Variations, with Emmanuel Ax pianist performing. It's the Variations and Fugue for Piano in E-flat Major, Opus 35, better known as the Eroica Variations by Beethoven. You will certainly recognize that theme. We just heard the Variations and Fugue for Piano in E-flat Major, Opus 35, better known as the Eroica Variations by Beethoven, performed by our guest today, pianist Emmanuel Ax, from his newest album, Variations. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.
For a second listen to selected Crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group, Incorporated. Thanks for listening.